The Brady Report.
It's a Wednesday morning. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. And Millsy, congratulations and apologies, and I am sincerely sorry for ever doubting your grasp of Australian racing and your knowledge of Irish thoroughbreds.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done on predicting rekindling.
Yes, no, Baz can take some of that credit as well. Let's talk about this politician, unfortunately, that's dead.
Yes, this is a shocking story. British politics in mourning for a man called Carl Sargent. Now, he was Labour and he was from Wales. He was a member of the Welsh Assembly since 2003. He appears to have taken his own life. Now, he was suspended last week amid allegations about misconduct with women. He was a married father of two. North Wales police confirming that they were called to an address in Connors Quay in Flintshire around about 11:30 yesterday morning. He was found dead, the death not being treated as suspicious. Labour Party in shock and his family devastated.
Jobs going on the transport system.
Yeah, Transport for London, so they control the tube and all the rail networks and the buses in the capital. 1,400 jobs are going. RMT is the union, the rail union, and they are saying that these are engineering sector jobs which will be affected. Now, Sadiq Khan is the mayor of London. He came to power on a platform of promising price freezes for commuters, and the unions are saying that basically to get $11 billion worth of spending cuts by 2021, these jobs are going. So big concerns there.
Big ambitions, Ender.
Yeah, in the English Premier League, this is interesting. There's a vacancy going for a manager at Everton. They are languishing at the bottom of the Premier League right now. But guess who they're interested in? Diego Simeone. He is a wonderful coach. He's managing Atletico Madrid. He's got them to a Champions League final. He is fantastic. But would he really give up Atletico Madrid, fourth place in La Liga right now, playing Real Madrid and Barcelona and Valencia and everyone else, to come manage Everton? He is on their shortlist. Let's watch this space.
We will watch it indeed. Thank you for the accolades, my friend, and we'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
Well done, Baz, for pointing him in the right direction.